going to begin Brachot Daf Bet Amud Aleph, and we'll start with the Mishnah, then we'll come back and discuss some background to the Mishnah so that we get context in which the Mishnah is stated. It says, Meimatai Korim Et Hashma Be'arvin. At what point do you start to reading Kriyat Shema that can be Meyotzi, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, at night? Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumatan. From the time that the Kohanim come in to eat their Truma, Ad, until what time is that true? Ad sofa shmura rishuna, until the end of the first watch, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to discuss later on whether the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer applies to both statements of the Mishnah or only the latter statement of the Mishnah, which is that you had two statements here, the beginning of Kriyat Shema and the end of Kriyat Shema. The beginning of Kriyat Shema, it says that starts Mishash Kohanim Nechasim Lechol B'Trumatan. Then we had a statement of Ad shmura rishuna until the first watch is over, and then it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Divrei Rabbi Eliezer could be modifying the end time, or could be modifying both of those, and those both could be Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chamim Omrim Ad Chatzot. It's clear that the Chamim disagree and say that Kriyat Shema is only until Chatzot. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Ad Shele Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Gamliel says it goes until dawn. Now there's a machloket in the Rishonim as to what dawn is and when dawn starts, whether it's somewhat between 90 minutes before the sun rises or 72 minutes before the sun rises, maybe a drop shorter than that, depending on whether it's the first ray of light or is it when the sky starts to show lightness in it. So because of that difference, there's a machloket about exactly when this Alot HaShachar is. But we have three opinions here. Ashmura Rishona, which is the first watch of the night. The night's divided up into three parts, so it'll be the first third of the night. We have the Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Chatzot, and Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Amud HaShachar. And again, we'll come back in a second to discuss their machloket. Now, Maaseh Ubo Banav Mibeit HaMishteh. There's a situation in which the children of Rabbi Gamliel came back from Beit HaMishteh. Now, Beit HaMishteh generally is translated by the Rishonim as being a wedding, a Sudat Mitzvah. Obviously, it has implications to Halacha, because if you claim that a Beit HaMishteh here is a Sudat Rishut, then that will have implications as far as what the Halacha is concerned about pushing off Kriyat Shema for Sudat Rishut, not just for Sudat Mitzvah. Amru lo, they said to their father, and Gamliel, lo karinu et Hashma. We didn't read Kriyat Shema yet. Amru lehem, im lo ala amud HaShachar, if dawn is yet to rise, chayvin atem likrot, you must read Kriyat Shema. Velo zubovad, Amru, that's not alone. Elo kol ma shamru chachamim ad chatzot, any mitzvah where you have the chachamim telling you until chatzot, mitzvatan ad shele amud HaShachar. Truthfully, the mitzvah goes until amud HaShachar. Now, examples. Hefter chalavim ve'evarim. The placing on the mizbeach of chalavim, the fats, and evarim are the limbs. Chalavim is by all korbanot that they go on the mizbeach. The evarim are by the olah. Mitzvatan ad shele amud HaShachar. The mitzvah for those is until dawn. V'chol nechalim yom echad. Anything of kodeshim that is eaten for one day. Generally, that's all kodshei kodeshim are eaten for a day and a night in the mikdash. Whereas the exception to that is the todah, which is always eaten for a day and a night. Mitzvatan ad shele amud HaShachar. The mitzvah is until dawn. Im kein, lama amru chachamim ad chatzot? Why do the chachamim say until chatzot? Kedei l'archik et adam min ha'aveira. In order to prevent the person from having a problem with the mitzvah, if you extend it or you let yourself wait until amud HaShachar, that can have problems from two different perspectives. That can have a problem with we wait to do the mitzvah until Amud HaShachar, then you may fall asleep, you may forget to do it. And on the other hand, you have the other problem, which is, if you allow someone to eat the korban until Amud HaShachar, you're going to come onto that threshold, very close to that threshold of eating them after the zman that is permissible. Now, we're going to go back through the Mishnah now, just discuss a number of the machlokot that are in the Mishnah. First of all, you have the machloket between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. Here, there's a machloket HaRishonim, how to read this machloket. Are they arguing lichatchila? Or are they arguing bidyeved? Meaning that you have the Chachamim saying that it's until Chatzot, until midnight, is the din of Kriyat Shema. You have Rabbi Gamliel saying until Amud HaShachar. Now, when Rabbi Gamliel says that the Rabbanan said that Chatzot is Kedei L'Achik Min Adam Min Aveira, does that mean that he also subscribes to that? That he says, L'Chatchila, you really should do it until Chatzot. Bidyeved, if you didn't do it until Chatzot, then you can do it until Amud HaShachar. Or, does Rabbi Gamliel not subscribe to the Chatzot of the Chachamim whatsoever? Does he say, no, the din is until Amud HaShachar? And in addition to that, know that the Chachamim don't disagree with me. They fundamentally agree with me. And since they fundamentally agree with me, you don't have to worry. You can say it until Amud HaShachar. What's the difference between them? It's a huge chiddush in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that when it comes to Chatzot, when the Chachamim said that Kriyat Shema is until Chatzot, if you say their machloket is bidi eved, that means that l'chatchila, everyone agrees that Chatzot is the cutoff. Bidi eved, Rabbi Gamliel lets you pass that. That means according to the Chachamim, you cannot be Yotzei Kriyat Shema after Chatzot. Chachamim were mafkia your right to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzot, which is amazing. You have a mitzvah d'oraita to say Kriyat Shema, and the Chachamim say that the end is Chatzot, as Archoka, and then they wipe out your ability to do the mitzvah after Chatzot. If you say that the machloket here only exists Chatchila level, then you could argue that even the Chachamim are saying the Chatchila do it before Chatzot. B'diavad, you can do it until Moda Shachar, like Rabbi Gamliel, and then obviously your right would not be forfeited to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzot. But it's a major nafgamina and a big chiddush in the Rabbeinu Yonah that you may not say Kriyat Shema after Chatzot according to the Chachamim. They forfeited your right to say Kriyat Shema. Now in terms of the machloket here, the machloket in the Mishnah, and this will lead us into Gemara as well, comes from the Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk in the Torah says, B'shochbecho uvkumecha. So the mitzvah is when you go to sleep and you get up. The machloket in the Mishnah is how do you define shchiva? Shchiva can be defined in one of two ways. It can be defined as zman shchiva, the time that people go to sleep, or shchiva can be defined as the time that people are sleeping. So the difference between those would be the difference in the opinions that we're seeing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer says that Kriyat Shema is only until Ashmura Rishona. Why is it only until Ashmura Rishona? Because that's the time in which people go to sleep. They go from Tzeita Kochavim, which we'll see in the Gemara, until Ashmura Rishona. That's when people go to sleep. So that's the definition of Shoch Becha in the Torah. Whereas the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel say, what is Shoch Becha in the Torah? That means there's time that people are sleeping. People sleep the entire night. So since people sleep the entire night, the Zman of Kriyat Shema is the entire night. Obviously, the Chachamim have this Harchoka of Chatzot that may move it back, but they agree fundamentally with Rabbi Gamliel that the Shchiva here is talking about the sleeping time of people, not when they go to sleep. That brings us to the next step here, which the Mishnah brought three examples of things that are until Amud HaShachar. It says Kriyat Shema is until Amud HaShachar, Hekter, Evarim, and Chalavim, as well as eating of Kodoshim. With regards to two of those, we find in other places that the mitzvah is only until Chatzot. There's a cutoff at Chatzot. Here, by Kriyat Shema, we have a cutoff at Chatzot. As well as eating Kodoshim, we have a cutoff at Chatzot. As far as Hekter, Chalavim, and Evarim, we find no such harchoka in the Mishnayot of Chatzot. And therefore, Rashi says over here that when he brings the example of Chalavim and Evarim, it's not to say that that goes until Amud HaShachar, but it really cuts off at Chatzot because of Chachak HaChamim. Rather, it's just an example that any mitzvah that's at night goes the entire night. So he brings you three examples of mitzvot at night that go for the entire night. Kriyat Shema, eating Kodoshim, and this Hekter Chalavim Eberim. Then, afterwards he says, well, the Chachamim will only cut off at Chatzot to give you a Chokka. That only applies to two of them. That applies to the case of Kriyat Shema, and that applies to the case of eating Kodoshim. But as far as Hekter, Chalavim, and Evarim, there is no cutoff at Chatzot. Obviously, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say the statement in this latter half of the Mishnah applies to all of them. So all of them apply until Amud HaShachar, and all of them cut off at Chatzot. All right, now, in terms of moving into the Gemara is going to ask a interesting question, because this question you can ask anywhere in Shas, which is that Shas starts nowhere. And that's a problem in Gemara in general. It's true in the Mishnayot as well. But if you pick up a Gemara, any Gemara that you pick up assumes that you know something else already. You can't pick up a Gemara and say, this is the beginning of Shas. As soon as Shas starts, it automatically assumes that you have information from somewhere else, and that other information that you should know, whether it's from Mishnayot, whether it's from Psukim, or whether it's from other Gemaras, the Gemara assumes knowledge in order to bring you in. And that's sometimes the Gadlut of Rashi. Peirush of Rashi sometimes just gives you that other information that you need to know in order to clarify. And the Gemara asks an interesting question here. It says, Tana Heche Koi. Where is this Tana? Where is his basis of his statement, Me'ematai? When do you read Kriyat Shema? What do you mean, when do you read Kriyat Shema? What was he talking about before? What was the basis of this question? Sounds like there's some information, something happened. And then now he's asking, okay, when do you start? But where was the beginning of this Mishnah? It's missing from here. It should have started out, this is Kriyat Shema. And then, when do you read Kriyat Shema? That this is Kriyat Shema is missing from the Mishnah. Duktani, Me'ematai, Vitu. And in addition to that, I have another question. Mishna. Ditani Barvit Beresha, Litnei Deshacharit Beresha. Why does it start with the nighttime Zman of Kriyat Shema? Then a subsequent Mishnayot will discuss what time you can read Kriyat Shema in the morning. So why would you start at night? Wouldn't you start at the morning Kriyat Shema and then afterwards the night Kriyat Shema? The Gemara says, Tana Akra Koi. The Mishnah assumes that you know the Torah. And in the Torah it's written, Dichtiv B'shach B'chov Kumecha. By Kriyat Shema it says that the din of Kriyat Shema applies B'shach B'cha when you go to sleep and B'kumecha when you get up. So that's, it's written, Zman Kriyat Shema Deshchiva Eimat. So when is the time of that B'shach B'cha? When is the time of Kriyat Shema, which we know from the Torah, is at the time of Shchiva? So we started out with Shchiva. Mishasha konim nechasim lechol mitrubatam. That's the answer here. Now, vibay tema. The other alternative answer is yalef mi briato shel olam. He learns that out from creation. Dechtiv, in creation it's written, vayerev vayivoker yom echad. That first there was night, then there was day. So night precedes daytime. That's true in most areas of Jewish law. Night precedes day. The exceptions to that rule are generally kodashim. Kodashim is day and then night. Now, it's not muskam the kol harishonim. Just so you know this, it's been mentioned that the Rosh had a Talmud, Muvak, and he wrote a Zefer called Seder Olam. That Seder Olam is all about astrology, astronomy, and about things like the Tkufot and the sunrise, sunset, the days, all these things that are relevant to Halacha. He wrote a Sefer. And in his Sefer, he claims that Vayera Vayivoker Yom Echad does not mean that the day began at night. You should be aware of that. I'm just telling you that because there are Rishonim that don't believe that in Briat Olam that was the case. That only happened later on, that nighttime became before daytime. But in creation, that was not set in force. From this Gemara, it sounds like it was set in force at the time of creation. But obviously, there are two opinions over here. Now, once you've done that, you've opened up and said it's me Briato Shel Olam, you're saying that this is a paradigm not just in Kriyat Shema, but something that applies to all areas of Halacha. Well, if that's the case, then you have a problem with the subsequent Mishnayot. Hihochi Seifa Diktani B'Shachar Mevorech Shtaim Lefenecha V'Achad Echareha. After we do a Kriyat Shema, we move on to Birkot Kriyat Shema, the Brachot of Kriyat Shema, and over there it addresses the Birkot Kriyat Shema of Shacharit first. It says in Shacharit, you have two before, one afterwards. And at night, you do two before, two afterwards. Litnei da'arvit bereisha. According to your principle, that paradigm, it should have been ma'ariv first, birkot, the brachot of Kriyat Shema at arvit first, and then of shachrit afterwards. So it says, no, the Mishnah is laid out in a logical manner. Tana patach barvit. The Tana begins with arvit, because that's coming off the pasuk of shach b'cho uvkumech. Then, v'adar tani b'shachrit, and then he moves on to uvkumecha to teach you when is the zman Kriyat Shema in the morning. Ad dekai b'shachrit. Once he already got on to Kriyat Shema Shacharit, he continues with that thought and finishes off that thought, Parish Mile de Shacharit. Then he says the Birkot of Shacharit because he's already on Shacharit. And then he returns afterwards to deal with the Brachot Kriyat Shema of Arvit. So now we have the layout of how we got to this Mishnah and what this Mishnah is based on. Now the question, the Gemara might seem strange because, first of all, isn't it obvious that Kriyat Shema, there's a Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema min Torah, and the Shach B'chov Kumecha. And so what's the Gemara asking over here that the Mishnah is based on that? So it happens to be that what we take for granted, everybody would say, if I asked you, is Kriyat Shema in a Torah, that we take that for granted that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is from a Torah, is actually subject to a machloket later on in our Masechta. In Brachot, and Daf, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's actually a machloket Amoraim as to whether Kriyat Shema has been a Torah or not. And that is a machloket between Amar of Yehuda, and there the Rif has the Girsa Amar Shmuel, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara. If a person has a Safek whether they read Kriyat Shema or not, Eino Chuzer V'Kareh, you don't have to go back and read it again. You know why? Because Kriyat Shema is only Derabanan. Then you have an opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara, Chuzer V'Kareh Kriyat Shema. He has to go back and read it. You know why? Because he thinks it's been a Torah. So it's a suffix though, right? So you have to go back and read it. That means here you have a machloket amoraim as to whether Kriyat Shema is min haTorah or midrabanan. So you're going to say to me, what do you mean? What's the question over here? How could Shmuel have an opinion that Kriyat Shema is only midrabanan? Doesn't the pasuk, and that's what we just said now. And the Gemara there asks exactly that question. Meitiv Rav Yosef. Doesn't the pasuk say, ubitshach b'chov kumecha? Doesn't the pasuk say exactly that you're chayiv in Kriyat Shema? How could Shmuel have an opinion that Kriyat Shema is only a din derabanan? Samar le'abaye, how divrei Torah? And that comes to this machloket about what the pasuk says. It's the pasuk says, vayu hadivarim ha'ele. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to read hadvarim ha'ele. What are these hadvarim ha'ele? According to Shmuel, dvarim ha'ele are divrei Torah. There's an obligation to learn Torah at night and during the day. It has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. We use Kriyat Shema according to that. The Rabbeinu Yonah say that we use Kriyat Shema to fulfill our obligation, but that's not necessarily the obligation. The obligation is in Torah, nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. And the Rif on the spot says, let Hilchot Shmuel. The Halacha is not like Shmuel. But there are other Rishonim, including Tosafot in Menachot, who say that the Halacha is that way. Tosafot in Menachot and Daf Mem Gimon Bet says that Kriyat Shema is an Asmachta Ba'alma, the Kriyat Shema Derabanan. Kriyat Shema is only a din derabanan. You have a machloket rishonim, whether Kriyat Shema is derabanan or deoraita. And based on this machloket in our Gemara, about whether the vayu advarim ha'ele refers to divrei Torah, or refers to Kriyat Shema. But that's not enough, because even if you believe that Kriyat Shema is min haTorah, what is min haTorah? Vayu advarim ele. What are these dvarim that are considered to be Kriyat Shema min haTorah? And here you have a spectrum of opinions that runs from one end of the gamut to the other end of the gamut. You have some that say, including the Gemara calls Kriyat Shema d'Rabbi. Kriyat Shema of Rabbi was Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echad. Just the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And you have numerous Bishonim that believe that the mitzvah midoraita is just the first pasuk in Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have other Rishonim that believe Vayu Advarim Eileh references both Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and the first parsha of Kriyat Shema. Rashi over here on our Mishnah says exactly that, and Tosafot disagrees with him. But Rashi says the Chiyuv Min HaTorah, if you believe Kriyat Shema is Min HaTorah, is the first pasuk Shema Yisrael and then the parsha of Ve'ahavta. Tosafot disagrees and says that it's the first two parshiot. The first two parshiot are min haTorah. How does he know that? Because they both have the same thing in them, which is ubishach b'cha uvku mecha. They both have that same obligation. So even though vayu advarim ha'ele is written in the first parsha, nevertheless it applies to both of them. And you can see where the Rishonim are trying to deal with this. Vayu advarim ha'ele is the beginning of v'hafto. So vayu advarim ha'ele could be referencing what was written before it, which could mean Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, might even include a little more of v'ahavta. Or does vayu advarim ha'ele include everything written in that parsha, which could be Shema and v'ahavta. Or does vayu advarim ha'ele, everything that you read, b'shach b'cho v'kumecha. And you have two things to read, b'shach b'cho v'kumecha, that's Shema, v'ahavta, and vayayim shemoa. There's one other opinion, the Shagas Aryeh disagrees, and says that this is not the opinion of the Rambam, but many believe that this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Pamayim b'choyom kurim kriyat shema be'erva boker. You read kriyat shema twice a day. Hilchot kriyat shema perak aleph halacha aleph. Shneamar v'shach b'chov kumecha. And then halacha bet. Umahu koreh. What does he read? Shlosha parshiot. He has to read three parshiot. Elhen shema v'yayim shemo v'yomer. So you see that the Rambam seems to find kriyat shema and the mitzvah midoraita as being these three parshiot of shema v'yayim shemo v'yomer, having all three parshiot be doraita. So in terms of the Rishonim and the Perushim, here you have a spectrum that runs all the way from it being the first pasuk to all three parshiot in terms of what is considered to be Kriyat Shema Doraita. And even beyond that, that's if you think it's Doraita. We have an opinion in Amora Shmuel who believes that Kriyat Shema is not even Min HaTorah. Only Limud HaTorah is Min HaTorah, not Kriyat Shema itself. And that brings us to the fundamental question that's raised by all the Rishonim over here. The problem began in the time of the Gemara, and then becomes even more problematic later in the time of the Rishonim. In the time of the Gemara, where they daven, their shuls were out in the fields, and it was nighttime, and it was difficult to get the people together. They wanted to daven while it was still light out, and try to come back together before it was dark. And so what started to happen, and the Gaonim mentioned this already, was that people were davening before nightfall. And if they were davening before nightfall, that means that they were davening Maariv and Kriyat Shema before nightfall. If that's the case, then we have a problem here. Kriyat Shema, we know, has a requirement of shchiva, zman shchiva, time that you go to sleep. And we're going to see in a second that the shah shakonim nechnasim lechol b'chumatan, time that konim go eat their chuma, is defined by uva shemesh v'te'er, time that the shemesh goes away and then the day ends. We'll see in a second that definition. The Gemara argues about exactly that definition. Both of them are somewhat ambiguous in their term of ba shemesh v'te'er and u'b'shach b'cha, when those times are. The Gemara is going to conclude that that's seita kochavim. That's the time period for both of those mitzvot. So that's interesting why those two are mentioned in the Mishnah together. In Gahati, he mentions from his Rebbe, Rav Ruderman, that they're mentioned in this Mishnah together because of that fact. They're both ambiguous in the Torah as to their time. They're not called Yom. They're not called Laila. They're called Shach B'cha and Uva Shemesh B'Teher. And since they have these ambiguous terms that are associated with them, the Mishnah puts them together and then the Gemara defines them as being a time that is Shat Seita Kochavim. But if it is Shat B'Seita Kochavim, how are these people davening before Seita Kochavim and saying Kriyat Shema? Problem becomes exacerbated in the time of the Rishonim, because many of the Rishonim live in, I'll call them latitudinally challenged areas. They live north, very far north. And that means that you have time periods where the sun doesn't set till 10, 11 at night. And that's going to create huge problems in terms of Kriyat Shema. So they're definitely davening earlier. The Truma Tedeshin in his Chuvot, and Chuva Aleph in the Truma Tedeshin, speaks about that when he was growing up, they used to daven Mincha Maariv b'Mekabel Shabbos, and then they'd walk along the river, and the sun would still be shining outside. It's one of his proofs that you can daven Maariv, you can create Shema much earlier. Be that as may, there's a huge problem that started already in the time of the Gemara, and becomes even more problematic in the time of the Rishonim, which is that people are davening before it's Seita Kochavim. And how do we deal with that? Rashi raises it already on the Mishnah, and Rashi says, oh, don't worry about it. You'll just say Kriyat Shema by davening because we want to be omeid in tefillah mitoch divrei Torah. When are you really yotzei Kriyat Shema? In Kriyat Shema Lamita. Kriyat Shema Lamita. So you know what Rashi's opinion is. What's Kriyat Shema Lamita? Shema and Vahavta. Rashi thinks that the mitzvah is only Shema and Vahavta. Tosafot says right away, how can you be Yotzei with Shema and Vahavta? You need to say Vayayim Shemoa. So Tosafot comes up with a different solution. Tosafot's solution to this problem is not to say that you repeat it, but rather to change the time of Zman Kriyat Shema. He does that. Smachloket here, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. The Ri does something less radical. The Ri moves it back to the sunset. He says, we're going to see in the Gemara, there are other opinions in the Tanaim, that it's not Seita Kochavim, but it's a little earlier. And we can be Somech on them in the Shat HaDechak, on those Tanaim that say that it's actually from sunset and not Seita Kochavim. Rabbeinu Tam has the most radical Shita, which is, we have a Machloket in Tefillat HaShachar later on in the Masechta, as to when Mincha ends and Maariv begins. We Chachamim say Mincha is to the end of the day, Maariv starts after the day is over. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Mincha goes until Plaga Mincha, and then Maariv is after Plaga Mincha. The Gemara there says, since we do not have a Psak Halacha like either one of them, you can act like in accordance with either opinion. And so what the Rabbeinu Tam claims is that people were diving Maariv before sunset. When they were diving early, they were following the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And just like Rabbi Yehuda believes it's nighttime for Maariv, he thinks it's nighttime for Kriyat Shema. And you can actually be Yotze Kriyat Shema at that time. It's an amazing and radical shita of the Rabbeinu Tam to move the Zman Kriyat Shema back to Plaga Mincha, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Ri is willing to move it back to Shkia, not past that. Many of the other Rishonim, you can see Rashi here, you can see the Tabinu Reina Yonah, the Rosh, from the Gaonim already suggest that one says Kriyat Shema again later at night. What you have to say later at night is a good question. And the Rishonim also discussed the problem of Birkot Kriyat Shema. Can you separate out Birkot Shema Kriyat Shema from Kriyat Shema? In the time the Gaonim, they wanted you to say Birkot Kriyat Shema later at night. And when you say it with the Tzibur, just say it without a bracha, because they didn't separate them. Later on, the Rishonim are Mechadesh, that Birkot Kriyat Shema are not necessarily tied to Kriyat Shema itself, and they have more of a function like Tefillah. They look like the part of Tefillah, and they're not necessarily tied to Kriyat Shema itself, and you can separate the two out. And therefore, you can daven earlier with the Birkot Kriyat Shema and say Kriyat Shema for the Chova later on. But they're very innovative ways to come up with this. And even the Gonim suggest that maybe you have to make a separate Birkot HaMitzvah. When you say Kriyat Shema later at night, you should make a bracha, share Kiddushanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu L'Kroat HaShema, because you're doing a mitzvah and you have no bracha surrounding it. If you say Birkot Kriyat Shema with it, that's fine, because Ava Rabba, we know, or Avat Olam can replace Birkot HaTorah or Birkot Mitzvah. But if you don't have that, you should make a separate bracha. That's later rejected by most of the Rishonim. But that dynamic of trying to deal with this issue create large works in the Rishonim as to how to solve the problem and how to deal with times when people are davening earlier and how to deal with Kriyat Shema being repeated later at the night. Again, all about Machloket. What is Midoraita? Mina Torah, what do you need to repeat later on? Number two is, can you be Yotzei when you daven earlier? Can you have Kriyat Shema four times? We have the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri. And what's the solution when you have a tzibur that's davening earlier and you have to daven be yichidut later on? You have to daven alone later on, which is better? So Rabbeinu Yonah actually has an amazing chiddush here. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what you should do? And he bases this on the Gaonim. You should daven with the tzibur. You don't have to say the Birkot Kriyat Shema with the bracha. And then you'll say Shmon Esrei with them as a tefillat nidava. Later on, when you get home and you daven be yichidut later on at night, you'll daven a tefillah bechova. You'll daven Maariv bechova and you'll say all the Birkot Kriyat Shema. But we know in the Gemara, you're not allowed to daven Maariv twice, you're not allowed to daven a tefillah twice unless you're mechadesh davar, unless you bring something new to your Maariv. Rabbeinu Yonah says you don't have to be mechadesh anything here. You know why? In the later Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying Birkot Kriyat Shema. The Birkot Kriyat Shema make it smichud geula le tefillah. And he says that there's a qualitative difference in a Shmoneh Esrei that's daven be smichud geula le tefillah. And that's a chiddush in your Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, you can say that Shmoneh Esrei, you can repeat it later on without any problem. Just trying to give you a flavor for the Rishonim, because this has a tremendous amount that's been written about it, and it's really the focus of all the Rishonim here in the first daf of Brachot. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Mar, Mishah shekohanim nichlasim lechol b'trumatan. Michtei, kohanim eimat kach lechuma. When are the kohanim permitted to eat their truma? Mishat tzeit ha-kochavim. The time of tzeit ha-kochavim, that is the time that the kohanim are permitted to eat their truma. So litnei, let the Mishnah just say, Mishat Tzeit HaKochavim, the time of Tzeit HaKochavim. Why do you have to give us some sort of cryptic way of describing Tzeit HaKochavim? Milta Gavorche Kamashman, the Mishnah is teaching us a secondary aloha. It's telling, while I'm teaching the aloha of Tzeit HaKochavim Kriyat Shema, I may as well teach you something about eating truma. The Kohanim Eimat Kachle B'Tshuma Mishatzei Tuch Chochavim. And that time is the same time period for Kriyat Shema. We mentioned it before from Rav Ruderman, what might be the connection between these two because of the ambiguity in the Torah as to their timing. V'Hakamash Milan, what is this teaching us? As Shaul just said, the Kohanim can eat Truma all the time. So what's it teaching us that Kohanim can eat after Tzeitu Kochavim? The answer is the Chapara lo me'akvo, that Kapara is not me'akev. And that we saw, since we spent a lot of time in Tarot before we came into Brachot, when it comes to Tuma, there are different ways to remove Tuma. In terms of removing Tuma, a person who becomes Tame has to go to the mikveh. In addition to going to the mikveh, he needs the sun to set, he needs the day to end in order to become Tahor. And some types of Tuma require, beyond that, a korban to be brought on the next day. And so those are termed as what we call tvuyom. Someone who goes to the mikveh and is waiting for the day to end is called a tvuyom. Person who is already had the mikveh end, has finished the day, is called Herev Shemesh. Someone has completed the day. Then there's somebody who has to bring a korban afterwards is what's called Mechuser Kippurim. Someone is missing kapara. Each one of those stages is metahara the person so that they can do certain things. Person goes to the mikveh, they're allowed to eat masrot now. They're not precluded from eating maser anymore. Person, the day ends, that's what our Gemara is teaching us here. Day ends, you can eat truma. If you were tamei, tuma terev, or the term at the end of a 7-day tuma on the last day. If you go to the mikveh and the sun sets, the day ends on that, you can eat truma after that point in time. Even if you have to bring a korban on the 8th day. On the 8th day, if you still have to bring a korban, that is ma'akev for certain things, including biat mikdash. You're not allowed to enter into mikdash until you brought that korban, as well as eating kodashim. Those two things will be restricted until you bring the korban. But as far as truma and masrot already from back the time you went to the mikveh, they will be permitted. And that's the chiddush here, that you're allowed to eat truma, mishat seita kochavim, not having to wait until you have the michusur kippurim, until the korban is brought. Kidetanya, how do we know that's true? Because the pasuk says by truma uvashemesh vitaher, that the sun sets, and then vitaher, he's tahor. Now the Gemara is going to explain this. Biat shimsho me'akvato melecho b'truma. The setting of the sun is what stops him from eating. Ve'en kaparato me'akvato melecho b'truma. But his kapara coming through the korbanot, does not stop him from eating the truma. Now the Gemara wants to understand this. How do you know what the words uva shemesh v'taher mean? Umimai daha uva v'shemesh biat shemesh v'ay taher taher yoma. Right, I'm just going to try to explain this simply. I'll work with Rashi at first, and then we'll come back and show you that there's two other opinions how to explain this Gemara, which have major nafkuminot halacha. Rashi explains, Uva Shemesh, how do you know when it says Uva Shemesh, that means Biat HaShemesh. Rashi says, Gemara Biat HaShemesh, the end of the sun setting, meaning Tzeita Kochavim. V'hai Taher, Taher Yoma. And what is Taher Yoma? Taher means that the day is gone completely. The day has ended and terminated completely. There are stages. The end of the day comes in stages. You have the sun disappear from the horizon. Then you have light, and then that light finally disappears. And then after that, you have what's called Tzeita Kochavim. You have the stars that come out. How do I know when I said here, Uba Shemesh means the sun is gone completely, and Taher Yoma means that the day is gone, completely gone, which means Tzeita Kochavim. What's the alternative? The alternative, Dimuma Biato Rohu. Maybe Ba Shemesh means Biato Roh. Umay V'Taher, Taher Gavro. So Rashi claims over here that what's Biato Roh? Uva Shemesh can mean, the sun set. Uva Shemesh means the sun came. It rose on the next morning. So how do you know Uva Shemesh V'Taher means that the sun set, and V'Taher means that the day ended completely, meaning Tzeita Kochavim. Maybe it means Biato Roh. That meaning Sheora Shemesh, when the sun comes up the next morning on the 8th day, that's when he's Tahor. And then Vitar Gavro is coming through the Korban that he brings on the 8th day, because the Gavro will take action, he'll bring his Korban, and then he'll be Tahor. So maybe that's the alternative. How do you know it's a passive Tahara that comes through Ba Shemesh, the sun setting, and Vitaher, that the day is gone completely, versus Ba Shemesh means the sun rose, and Betahar means the Gavra, the person himself, must act in order to be Betahar himself, which means to bring a Korban. That's the explanation of Rashi as far as what this Gemara means and the Havamina of the Gemara. We'll see in a second what the answer is. Tosafot takes issue with Rashi on a number of levels and offers up an alternative. He says, Bia has to mean that the sun sets. Whenever you want to talk about sunrise, you talk about Yatsa HaShemesh. The sun comes out. Doesn't Ba, it's Yatsa. So therefore, Ba here has to be, the definition here has to be sun setting. So then what's the difference between Biat Shemesh and Biat Oro? So Tosfot says, I'll explain you the difference. Biat Shemesh is when the sun sets completely and Tarayoma, everything's gone. You know what Biat Oro is? Biat Oro is when the sun disappears from the horizon. So the Gemara says, how do you know that they're permitted to eat their Truma when it's the sun has gone completely? when all the light has gone completely. That's Tzeita Kochavim. Maybe Biyat HaShemesh means when the sun sets, period. And this harkens back to the Shita Derbeinu Tam. We have here Estira in Gemarot, in the Gemara in Pesachim, and Daf Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet, and the Gemara in Shabbat and Lamed Dalet as to how long Ben HaShemashot is. The Rabbeinu Tam comes up with an innovative solution to that problem of the Stira and the Gemarot and says that there are actually two sunsets. The sun sets the first time when it disappears from the horizon. The sun sets the second time when all the light disappears from the horizon. Based on, we've explained this before when we did the Gemara Menachot, we did it in Vachim as well. We explained that the Rabbeinu Tam believes that there was a Rakia and that the sun went into the Rakia. That was the sunset. When it exits the other side of the Rakia, that is when the light disappears. So that's what Tosfot is describing over here. How do you know which sunset we're speaking about? Are we talking about when the sun disappears from the horizon? We're talking about the second sunset when all the light disappears, and that's Tzeita Kochavim. So that's the question of the Gemara according to Tosafot. I'll come back in a second and explain what the Gra says about this. Now the Gemara says, Amarabba Barav Shila, I'm Cain, Lema Kroa, V'itaher. The way that you have it now is that the Taher happens passively. Is a passive form. If you wanted it to be that, like Rashi suggests, that Oro means the morning, the sunrise, and then you bring the Korban, it should say V'itaher, that the person themselves will be Mitaher themselves. How are they Mitaher themselves? They bring the Korban. There should be some active form over here. According to Tosafot's Pshat, it's not as easy to understand what the V'itaher would be. V'itaher seems to be that it would be without delay. V'itaher would refer to the Gavra, whereas Taher in the passive form would refer to the Yoma. But it's not clear why Tosfot would differentiate between the two, and that's probably what pushed Rashi in the other direction. Maiva Taher. Taher Yoma. So what is Taher then? Taher means when the day disappears completely. And that's what Tosfot says. The answer is that we're talking about the second Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam. We're talking about the time of Tzeita Kochamim. Kedamre Inche, which is the colloquialism of people. Yarev Shimsha Vidke Yoma. The sun sets, and the day disappears. The day has ended. The translation in Aramaic of Teher is Idke. Idke Yoma means that the day has been completed, the day has gone out. The day going out is Tzeita Kochavim. That's the end or the termination of the day. So that's the Gemara's answer. Bemarova, in Eretz Yisrael, had the Rabbi Rav Shila lo Shmilahu. They didn't have this Rabbi Rav Shila. Ubalu Mibayi. They had the question to start with. They didn't know what Ubah Shemesh Teher was at all. And therefore they posed the question this way. Ubah Shemesh Biachim Shohu. Yoma. They don't have an assumption up front about what it is. They start out with the question, we don't know what this Vashemesh Vitaher means. So then, Vahadar Pashula Mibraito. And then the answer from a Braito, which Mikhtani Bibraita, Siman the Davar, Tzeita Kochavim. The Siman for the time that the Kohanim go in to eat Echo B'Sham is Tzeita Kochavim. Well, that tells you what means Vashemesh Vitaher means Tzeita Kochavim. That's clear that Teher means Teher Yoma in that case. It's clear that it means that when the sun sets, yoma. So now this feeds right into the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The problem is that the Gra disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra says, and this is the machlokas between them, the Gemara in Shabbat says, Ben HaShemashot is 3/4 of a meal. It's about 13 minutes, 12 and a half, 13 minutes. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Ben HaShemashot is 4 meal. Tosfot over here quotes it as 5 meal, but it seems the right gesher should be 4 meal. Which is a much larger amount of time. It's 72 minutes. So which one's right? The Rabbeinu Tam's solution to the problem is say, well, it's true that when the sun leaves the horizon, then it's 72 minutes to say to Chokhavim. Ben HaShemashot starts at the second sunset, which is when the light disappears, and then there's 12 and a half minutes till you hit Tzeita Kochavim. The Gra disagrees vehemently with the Rabbeinu Tam and says that sunset, 12 and a half minutes, 13 minutes later, is Tzeita Kochavim. Sunset means when the sun leaves the horizon. And one of the proofs for his position is our Gemara right here. And that is how he explains this Gemara. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Bera Gra Chaim Siman Reish Samach Aleph, brings our Gemara as one of those explanations. He says, what does it mean, Biat Shimsho and Biat Oro? And so the Gra explains, V'hadi Bayisham Biat Shimsho Biat Oro. So he says the difference between them is that Biat Shimsho is when the sun sets. Biat Oro is when the light disappears from everything. All the light disappears. And what's the Gemara's conclusion? Biat Shimsho. That's sun setting. The way the Gra reads the Gemara is Biat Shimsho means when the sun leaves the horizon. Biat Oro is the option where there's no more light left. And so he says the Gemara concludes Biat Shimsho. Tosafot reads it just the opposite. He says Biat Shimsho means when it's Tzeita Kochavim, when everything's gone. Biat Oro is when the sun sets. And therefore the Gemara's conclusion is that it's the later one. It's the Tzeita Kochavim. But they read the Gemara the exact opposite, and therefore come to opposite opinions. Although it seems more likely like the Gra. Makes a lot more sense the way the Gra is reading. He's reading Biat Shim Sho is when the sun sets. Biat Oro is when all the light disappears. Tosfot is reading the exact opposite of that, and that's a more difficult in terms of the wording over here. And obviously it leads to the difference in their opinions as to when Tzeit HaKochavim is. The Gra who thinks Tzeit HaKochavim is 12, 13 minutes at the Tkufot in Eretz Yisrael after sunset. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think that Tzeit HaKochavim is still 72 minutes after the sun sets. All right, now the Gemara continues. Amar Mar, Mishah Shokwanim Nichnasim Nechol Betrumatan. The time that Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. V'riminu, Meimatai Korim Et Hashma. From when can you start saying Kriyat Shema of Arvit? Ravin Mishani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'melach. The time that the Ani goes in to eat his bread with salt. Ad Shashomed Lipater Mitok Sulato. Until the time that he finishes Suda. What's unique about the Ani is that he doesn't have candles. He doesn't have light for nighttime. So before the advent of electricity and electric light, that meant that he had to eat his meal prior to the day finishing off. There still had to be light outside. So that means that the Ani is starting at the time that there's still light outside, which is before the Shashe Nichnasim Kohanim Lechol B'Trumatam, which is after Tzeit HaKochavim. That's number one. Number two is when does it end? It ends when he finishes his Suda. Again, the Suda is nothing like what we saw in our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Seifa Vade Pliga Mitnitan. The latter half of that statement clearly argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has three opinions as to Zman Kriyat Shema, Ashmor Rishon, which is the first third of the night, Chatzot, and Alot HaShachar. None of those are close to this about ending a Suda. That clearly is different than our Mishnah. Reisha, who says that the Reisha argues on our Mishnah? Mile Mepligya Mitnitan. Lo, Ani, V'Kohen, Chad Shiurahu. That they're the same Shiur. The Kohanim, when they can eat their Chumad, Tzeit HaKochavim. And when the Ani sits down to eat his meal, that's also around Tzeit HaKochavim. The Gemara is going to challenge in that. Viriminu, is that really true? So now the Gemara says, Viriminu, Meimatai Matchilin Likrot Kriyat Shema Barvit. What time do you start reading Kriyat Shema night? Misha, Shebnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Pitan Barvei Shabbatot. Time that people start their meals on Erev Shabbat, Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chamim Omrim, Misha Shakonim Zakaim Lechol B'Trumatan. The time that Kohanim start to eat their Truma. Siman LeDavar Tzeit HaKochavim. That time period is equated with Tzeit HaKochavim. V'af al pi she'en ra'ya LeDavar Zeich LeDavar. Even though we don't have a definitive proof about this, or at least have good evidence of that this is the fact. Shenemar, because it says in Nehemiah when Shivat Zion took place in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, when they were building Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, over there, there were many people who did not want them to build it, and they tried to attack and stop them. And therefore, they had to both build and defend at the same time. And that's what it describes here. V'anachnu osim b'malacha, we were working, v'chetziyam machzikim b'ramachim, and the other half were holding the lances. They were holding the weapons in order to protect us. Mi'alot ha-shachar v'atzeit ha-kochavim. From dawn until nightfall. Vomer. And the pasuk says, V'ayalanu alayla mishmar v'ayom lecha. We guarded at night and we worked during the day. Mai v'omer. Why do you need a second pasuk? The first pasuk already told you that they were working from amud ha-shachar until the tzeit ha-kochavim. Why do we need another pasuk? So Gemara says, V'chiteima michi arva shimshal Eliyahu. Maybe when the sun sets, that's night. They were good workers. They came in early in the morning, and they left late at night. They worked more than a full day. The Tashma, second pasuk comes to teach us that they're giving you the definition of yom. So therefore, the yom is defined by alot ha-shachar until tzeit ha-kochavim. So here you have a proof that the end of the day is tzeit ha-kochavim, or night begins. Nightfall begins at tzeit ha-kochavim, and that's what we're looking for. In terms of Kriyat Shema, when does nightfall begin? So that is Tzeit HaKochavim. So now, Kal Saka Datcho, we're going to suggest now. Now we have another time period when we said the Kriyat Shema can begin. We first of all had when the Kohanim come to eat B'Trumatan. We also, before, we saw about the Ani, who is Nichnas Lechol Pito. And now we have another time period here, which is Bnei Adam. The Zman that Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Pitanam Be'Arvei Shabbatot. Time that people come to eat their meals on Erev Shabbat. So now Gemara says, we're going to suggest that Ani, when he eats his bread, and when people eat on Erev Shabbat, are one shiur. That's because the Ani eats early, because he doesn't have any candle. On Erev Shabbat, all the food is prepared before Shabbat, so you eat early also over then. So let's say they're one shiur. So now, if you do that, v'yamart Ani v'kohen chad shiurahu, if you say also that Ani and Kohen are one shiur, now you have the transitive property. You have a transitive property which says, if Kohanim and Ani are the same, and Ani and Bnei Adam are the same, that means that Kohanim and Bnei Adam are the same. Well, that turns out now that you have the Amrabi Meir and the Chachamim saying the exact same thing. Chamim are saying Mishah Shwanim Nechlasim Nechol B'Chumatan, and Rabbi Meir is saying the Shah Shabnei Adam Nechlasim Nechol Pitan B'Arvei Shabbatot. And now you're saying they're the same thing. What are they arguing about? Hi Chamim, I know Rabbi Meir. Elishma Mino, Ani Shi'ur Lechud, V'Kohen Shi'ur Lechud. Ani and Kohen are separate time periods. Lo, Ani V'Kohen Chad Shi'urahu. No, we're going to leave the Ani and the Kohen as the same Shi'ur. V'Ani U'Bnei Adam Lav Shi'achad Shi'urahu. But when it comes to Ani and Bnei Adam, that's where we're going to separate between them. You can't have everything be equal. You can't have all three of them be equal. You can only have two of them be equal. So the Gemara first suggests that it's Kohen Ani. Then the Gemara moves to Ani U'Bnei Adam. Now the Gemara is back to Kohen and Ani, saying that they're one Shi'ur. Now, V'Ani V'Kohen Chad Shi'ura, can you really conclude that the time that Ani comes in to eat, and the Kohanim, when they can eat their Trumah, is one Shi'ur at Tzeit HaKochavim? V'Ramini, we have now five opinions as to when Kriyat Shema starts. So first opinion is, Mishash Kidei Shayom Barvei Shabbatot, the time that Shabbat starts on Erev Shabbat, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi claims that that's Ben HaShemashot. That's already earlier, it's the time of Ben HaShemashot. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Mishash HaKohanim Mituharim Lechol B'Trumatan. So Rabbi Yeshua is similar to what we saw in our Mishnah, which is that the time that Kohanim can eat their Trumah. Then the third opinion is, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishash HaKohanim Tovlim Lechol B'Trumatan. The time that the Kohanim go in to go to the mikveh to eat their Trumah. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Halo Kohanim Mivod Yom Heim Tovlim. Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbi Meir, which the Gemara will come back and discuss later on, wait a minute, Rabbi Meir, you're saying when they go to the mikveh, they need to go to the mikveh before the day's over. Because the whole idea is that when the day ends, it finishes off the Torah from them going to the mikveh. If they haven't gone to the mikveh yet, then the end of the day won't do anything for them. So they're going to the mikveh when it's still daytime out. So how do you explain that, Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Chanina Omer, so now we have our fourth opinion. Mishash Ani Nechas Lechol Bito B'Melach. Time that the Ani goes to eat is bread and salt, similar to what we saw earlier. Rav Chai, V'Amir Rav Ach Omer, Mishash Rov Bnei Adam Nechnasim Le'Asev. When most people go to sit down and eat their meals. Rashi says, it's not clear here if they meet on a weekday or on Shabbat. It's not clear from this Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Iyamart Ani V'Kohen Chad Shi'urahu. If you say Ani and Kohen are the same Shi'ur, then Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Chanina, who has the same opinion about Ani that we saw in the previous Braita, that when he's Nichlas Lechol Bito B'Melach, and Rabbi Yoshua says at the time that Kohanim Nechol B'Trumatan. If you want to say they're the same Shi'ur, that means that two of the Tanaim in this Braita have the same opinion. That doesn't make any sense. Elav Shmamina, Shi'ur Ani Lechud, V'Shi'ur Ad Kohen Lechud. Must be that the Shi'ur of Ani is alone, and the Shi'ur of Kohen is alone, Shmamina. Well, once you know that there are different times, what's the next question you're going to have? Haminayu Mukhar. Which one of them is later? Is the Kohanim eating Trumah later, or is the Ani later? So Gemara says, Mistavra Dani Meuchar. Makes more sense to say the Ani is later. Di Amar Dani Mukdam. If you say that the Ani is earlier, then Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Eliezer. Because if that's the case, then Rabbi Chanina starts to look like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, what seems to be the earliest time, which is from Ben HaShemashot, at the time of Kiddush Be'erev Shabbat. So if you want to move the Ani up earlier than the Kohanim are Tahor to eat B'Trumatan, you're going to move into a time period where we already have an opinion there. So that makes more sense to say that the Ani is later. Elav Shmina, Dani Mukhar Shmamina, that Ani is a later time period. So Amar Meir, now the Gemara is going to go back and discuss this Braita, which is that statement of Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda, Alo Kohanim Mibol Jom Heim Tovlim. Don't the Kohanim go into the mikveh while it's still daytime? And we know you need to say Kriyat Shema at night. So Shapir Karmelei Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is a great claim against Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, what is Rabbi Meir's answer to this? Rabbi Meir, Hachi Karmelei. This is how Rabbi Meir would have responded. Misvar da'ana ben HaShemashot idach kamina. You think I'm relying on your ben HaShemashot? Ana ben HaShemashot to Rabbi Yossi kamina. I'm relying on the ben HaShemashot of Rabbi Yossi. Damar, Rabbi Yossi ben HaShemashot keheref ayin. The Ben HaShemashot is momentary. It's a time that takes to blink your eye. Zeh nichnas v'zeh yotzeh. V'yav shalamot alav. And you can never know when it is, because it happens like the blink of an eye. So the machloket is, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Rashi quotes Rabbi Yehuda's opinion here all the time, that it's a chatzi meal, Ben HaShemashot. But most people have a different girsa in the Gemara and Shabbat. The Gemara and Shabbat is either 2/3 of a meal or 3/4 of a meal. Most people hold that a 3/4 of a meal is the Ben HaShemashot of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda believes Ben HaShemashot is 3/4 of a meal. And Rabbi Yossi believes it's keheref ayin. It's like the blink of an eye. So now, if you have to go to the mikveh before the day is over, the question is, when is that you're going to go to the mikveh? So if you go to the mikveh before Rabbi Yehuda's time period of Ben HaShemashot, that means that you're going during daytime. Whereas if you're going before Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashot, then you're already into the nighttime, because Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashot is after the Ben HaShemashot of Rabbi Yehuda. So that means it's already nightfall for Rabbi Yehuda when you're talking about the Benish Mashot of Rabbi Yossi. So if they go to the mikveh then, they're already into the nighttime for Rabbi Yehuda. That will be before the Benish Mashot of Rabbi Yossi. So that's the time period that is being described by Rabbi Meir over here. He's basing it on Rabbi Yossi's opinion that within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion would already be nightfall. And then the Gemara continues, Kasha the Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. You have a problem in Rabbi Meir's opinion. In the first bright, early on when we brought Rabbi Meir's opinion, we said it's the time B'nei Adam nechnasim lechol pitam b'arvei Shabbatot, time that they go in to eat their meals on Erev Shabbat. And now we have Rabbi Meir in the second bright that says B'sha shekonim tovlim, the time that they go into the mikveh. Now, Tosafot rejects the ability to make them into one, to say they're the same, because he says otherwise you'll run into the same problem we've been running into him before, which is that then Rabbi Meir will look like one of the other Tanaim in the Braita. So what is the Gemara's answer to that? Train Tanai, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Enochanami, it's a steer in Rabbi Meir. It's two Tanaim quoting Rabbi Meir, and they have difference in opinion as to what Rabbi Meir's opinion was. Kasha Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. You also have the same problem in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, and that's what I discussed when we first read the Mishnah, which is, Meimatai Kurim Tashma Barvin, Shash Kwanim Nechasim Lechol B'Chumatan at Sofa Shmuel Rishona, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Yet, in the bright that we just brought, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishikida Shayom Be'erev Shabbat. The time that Shabbat comes in on Erev Shabbat, then the Benish Mashot period. So how do we deal with that? So either the same answer we had for Rabbi Meir, which is Trei Tanai Alibit Rabbi Eliezer, it's Tutanayim in the position of Rabbi Eliezer, or Vibay Deima, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer He. That's what I said in the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer does not reference the first line of the Mishnah. First line of Mishnah says, Mei Tanai Korim Tashma Barvim, Mishash Korim Nechim Lechol B'Chumatan, Aden, period. At Sofa Mishmoa Rishona, that's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, but doesn't reference the first statement in the Mishnah. And if you do that, then there's no longer a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. All right, we'll stop over here.